The Legend of Zelda series certainly has a massive cast of characters, so many I can't rightly recall all their names.
True, like that one mysterious warrior that always manages to disappear in a cloud of smoke right after delivering a cryptic poem.
Yeah, it's very dramatic. It's a very dramatic way to handle a conversation, especially with those sudden harp solos.
I think Link was quite likely shaken by those sudden unannounced visits in the Temple of Time.
Maybe, but the fashion is on point. He undeniably has a very chic way to maintain a secret identity.
Ooh, I have one. Look at that eccentric man in a green suit that is always floating on a balloon trying to sell maps for a massive amount of rupees.
He is so obsessed with fairies and currency. Make him one of the most bizarre recurring figures in the series.
Every time he floats by and throws that confetti, there's a distinct tingle in the air.
He is certainly a tingle-minded businessman when it comes to his map-making empire.
You know, people who don't play the games always assume that the boy in the green tunic is named Zelda.
Oh, I know! It's like the most common mistake in the entire history of gaming.
Yep, it's quite the Zelda moment when they realize their error.
One might say they are totally incompetent.
Of course, there's Navi, that small fairy that really never stopped shouting for attention during the entire adventure.
Oh my God. Hey, listen is burned into the memories of every player from the 90s.
It is so hard to focus on saving the world when someone is constantly bugging the hero.
Exactly. She definitely knows how to make her presence very well known.
Finally, there's the series antagonist, Ganon, always trying to steal the pieces of power, wisdom, and courage.
Never seems to realize that teamwork would get him much further.
He really needs to stop trying so hard to do it all by himself.
He's just looking for a bit of forceful recognition.
Silly and they're goofy, mysterious and spoofy. Kenko makes them loopy, the Backtrack family. Their podcast is a blast, talking games from the past. They break down every class, the Backtrack family.
Beat. Defeat. Complete.
They trash things they abhor, and praise things they adore. They never are a bore. The Backtrack Family.
Boost Brother! Snake! Snake!
Hello and welcome to RPG Backtrack, your regular deep dive into your favorite RPGs. We're a production of RPGamer.com, bringing you such fine podcasts such as RPG Cast, your weekly RPG news show, Q&A Quest, your weekly RPG feedback show, and us, your bi-weekly RPG nostalgia show. I am your host, Kelly Ryan, and with me, as always, my podcast partner in crime, the link to my Zelda, Mr. Matt Mason.
I thought I was going to get called your Navi to your Link, and I was going to, be annoyed or
No.
something by that. No.
No. Name a more iconic male and female character duo.
There you go. Mario and the princess.
Yeah, Jesse and James.
So yes, I'm glad to be here. I'm dressed in my Dragon Quest VII hobo Link. Sorry, actually, hobo's not a term we use anymore. It's Temu Link.
Temu Link.
I'm sitting here playing Temu Link with well, we talk about the real Link.
Yes, I feel so old. This series is, I think, four, I want to say like 3 years older than me. 40 years of Zelda.
Yep. Zelda put it with the Dragon Quest, man, they beat it by what, 3 months, 4 months? We're coming up on Dragon Quest 42, so hitting some big numbers around here.
I am hoping that Nintendo does something to acknowledge the series this year, you would hope. Who knows? But we've got a bunch of guests tonight. Pascal.
Hey, I'll try to chime in every now and then, but I'm currently in the water temple, so I'm going to be clicking in and out of my menus a lot to put on metal boots. I know that was I like get a walk with me a long way for that one there. Sorry.
You know, I've got a controversial hot take. I never found that temple to be that hard.
Is it? I don't think it's. It's not. It's not known for its difficulty, right? It's just the annoyance of the boots.
You know, I'm not sure now.
It's confusing to navigate, but they made it much better on 3DS.
That voice you heard was Wheels?
Hello, trying to figure out if this is a real podcast or if we're just in the Windfish's dream.
No, don't
But
wake up the windfish.
who can say?
That was Ryan you heard.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Are you our link to the past?
Yeah, sure. I'm the link to the past.
And then lastly, we've got Cassandra.
Hello, everybody. And for that temple, I use a player's guide. Actually, for
I don't know. Maybe I need to play the game again and see if it does annoy me as much as it did.
I never got far enough in Ocarina of Time to ever get to actually get to the water temple.
It's not that bad. It just gets confusing, but
Right.
they put a bunch of directions on the walls in the 3DS version, so you always know where to go to like change the water levels. It's
Okay.
way better.
It does have the conceit of you have to reconceptualize what happens on different floors as you adjust the water level. So that it's not a point A to point B kind of temple. I guess it has that going against it. Like, I don't know what kind of thinking that it would be called. Spatial thinking? Maybe.
I never found it to be super hard either.
I was always more confused by the ice temple and Link to the Past, personally.
Oh, that one was annoying.
But this is going to be kind of a different episode. We'll do a little bit of Zelda history after the break, and we're going to do mostly roundtable questions because it's a large series with lots of games and lots of people's different experiences getting into them. And we figured that would be more fun than just li listing the games and going over the plot one by one.
Oh, my 20 game plot summary document. We're not going to use that.
Nah.
We're not going to talk about the
De
timeline. Who cares?
I've got it all
definitely
linked that
not.
way. Yeah. Okay. Well, such is life. A better life not talking about all that.
No, I really don't stick to the Zelda timeline. I
Does
just
Zelda
I
stick to the Zelda timeline?
No, and they
don't. Kind of, yeah, it's not exactly. Like, have it out there and they decide to ignore it, at least certainly for the
It's so arbitrary.
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think they feel like they've made it clear that it's not important and to stop obsessing over
And I think there's like a line in
it.
the book that says, like, you know, this is just what scholars think, and there are many other theories. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
They knew it was bullshit. You can tell that when whoever it was at the keyboard that hit like the final publish button when that thing went live, they clicked, they pushed the enter key and then they all looked at each other and kind of shook their head like, nah. Like, it's out there, but nah.
Hey, watch these nerds fight over this.
Oh,
Yeah.
yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like,
Exactly.
let the chaos reign.
What
Let's
was
do
it?
this.
Was it early clickbait, rage bait?
Yes,
Range
I
bait for
feel like it
sure.
was. I think it was a thing to. I think they just kind of made it up so you can sell that Historia book, whatever that
All right, yeah,
was.
Hyrule
Hyrule
Historia. I have
Historia.
a copy.
Yes. Oh.
Did it cause Hyrule hysteria?
A bit.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, let's go into that famous interlude that we all know and love, which, fun fact, that was going to be like a classical music tune, but Koji
Bolero,
Kondo,
yeah.
yeah, Bolero, but Koji Kondo learned that the song wasn't in public domain, so
The time, anyway.
he wrote a song like it. And if you listen to Bolero on YouTube, like I just did before the show, it's like, okay, I can hear the Zelda song in this. It kind of has the same ramp up.
I like Bolero. I'd like to hear
Yeah.
this. I've never heard this theory before, or
I
it's not
mean
a theory, I guess.
it's not one to one, but you can tell where some of the Well, some of the famous beats got their inspiration.
I'm just surprised to hear that it's not public domain.
It wasn't at the time. At the time, it wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like now it is, I think.
So have fun listening to Koji Kondo's sort of cover of Bolero, and we'll be right back. And welcome back to RPG Backtrack, where we are talking about The Legend of Zelda, released originally for the Famicom Computer Disk System on in February 1986. Don't have an exact date, but it was a launch game for the Famicom Disk System. Does any Nintendo historian know what the kind of purpose of the disk system was, or was it just a different way to deliver games?
I believe it could like it could store like larger games. It could save. I think you could rewrite like to
Overwrite.
certain ones. Yeah, overwrite. Yeah,
Okay.
They had
and
like
also it
kiosks
had
where
like
you
it
could.
also had like I could like play like mute like a slightly more complex music, I think, too.
Okay. That makes sense then, because yeah, famously, our copy of the game was one of the first games to have a save battery in it. And an interesting thing I learned, they ported that save battery version back to Japan as a Famicom card, which I don't know why. I just thought that was kind of a neat fact.
I think I've heard that
Especially,
before.
yeah, I
I
mean, they
didn't
do that
know.
sometimes. They do that sometimes, like famously, Super Mario Brothers 2, you know the story behind that, and then they
Super Mario, yeah,
became
Mario USA.
stay in Japan, yeah.
I thought that was interesting. I don't know, maybe it was a budget title or something. We all sort of know this, that the game was inspired by Miyamoto exploring the woods and caves and fields around his house as a boy. Supposedly, the dungeons were inspired by one house he lived in that was just like a labyrinth of doors that he would get lost in. I also didn't know that the screenwriter for Dr. Slump and Dragon Ball worked on the story in air quotes for the first game.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
Cool, cool.
the guy's name is Keiji Terui.
KG.
Terui, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, KG Terrorui.
And then in initial runs of the game, people were kind of confused, or they had the sword in their inventory from the beginning and were confused about what to do. So they had Miyamoto force the player to go find the sword in that first room, and to kind of convey the message that you're supposed to talk to people to get through the game, not just in the game, but in real life. And yeah, I'm sure all of us as kids playing that, well, if we did play that first game, we're talking with other kids on their playground, telling each other stuff.
Isn't it kind of fascinating how di different of a time we're talking about and like how different minds of players were? I don't even think at the time anything gamers didn't even exist probably yet.
Oh yeah, you had just that those group of kids that played NES on the NES back in the day, and we would tell just kind of stand in a circle on the playground, talking about games all the time, and there was that one kid that was just a perpetual liar that you never believed.
Yeah. Yes. I remember a friend. I didn't have an NES for quite a number of years, but the only friend I knew that had one told me it must have been Mario he was talking about. He said if you beat it, it would let you choose any other, like you could play any other game that's on the NES. It's like you, that's your ticket to play anything else.
So yeah, that we have a variety of ages on here, and I figured that we would all go through and talk about our first experience with the Zelda games, your first game in the series that you played, and how you ended up with it. I can start because I ended up with that particular cart in a box of games that my dad bought at his work. There was a guy just selling them, and he had, and I really wanted a copy of TMNT 2 for my birthday, and Dad picked up a box with a handful of games, and it had TMNT 2, Zelda, and most notably Deadly Towers, which, gee, did not hit the jackpot there. But I remember this cart being notoriously buggy. Like, it didn't work at first, and then my dad cleaned it out with rubbing alcohol. And of course, I'm freaking out because I'm like, "Dad, no, the manual says not to put liquid in it." And he's like, "Trust me, it'll work." And it did. But because that game was notoriously buggy, or that conversion of the game of Zelda 1 was, it gave me bad nightmares because you'd just be playing and then all of a sudden the game would just glitch out, like it was from a creepypasta, which we could probably get into later. And I loved it, but my God, it used to freak me out so bad playing it when it would do that. And I'm just curious because how many people just ended up with a copy of that game?
Oh, yeah.
I no, well, I didn't. I didn't have an NES.
Okay.
I don't
It's just.
remember when we got it, but I just always remember having it with our NES.
Yeah, and it just. It's like, well, what's this game? And you pop it in, and like, I have no idea where I am or what I'm supposed to do. That's the fun. And then I bought the NES Atlas later and sort of knew what I was doing, but anyway, Wheels, did you want to go? You sound like you had a similar experience.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the early NES games, other than obviously Mario, that very clearly sticks in my memory, just trying to find all the secrets and exploring myself and figuring out that, oh, there's like essentially what we would now call a new game plus. Was like wild to find out. It's just kind of one of those early games that helped to build this culture of like secrets and passwords and things like that, really creating like a whole mystery feel behind games like this, like all the different secrets. And it did a very good job of this. And then they made Zelda 2 and it kind of sucked. And I went back and played Zelda 1 some more.
Shots fired already.
Oh yes.
Ah, oh,
Number
jeez.
one Zelda 2 hater here.
Because b before I had my own NES, I would play the NES at my neighbor kid's house. And they had both games. And I somehow got both games confused in my head because I had no idea they were two separate games. But anyway.
I mean, it was easy. It's hard to remember a time before the internet, but it was very easy to get confused about these things because there was like, especially early video games, there was no place to go and look it up and figure out what's what.
Yeah,
Like,
you just go to your friend's house and see what games they had.
yeah. Like, if you wanted to know, are the stories in Zelda 1 and 2 connected? Is that the same princess? Like, what the hell is going on? You just kind of had to figure it out on your own or create your own headcanon. But honestly, it worked out at that time. And not to go too off subject, but I think that's kind of why games like Dark Souls eventually took hold to a new generation years and years later, because it creates that whole sense of mystery and kind of imagining the story for yourself.
Yeah, I can definitely see that connection. Talking about Miyamoto wanting people to talk, I also think about a game I played recently called Animal Well, where the game was designed to have people collaborate over secrets.
Yeah, we need to play that game. Looks
And
fascinating.
yeah, with the internet, we can kind of have that same experience just on a much, much larger level. We can talk with strangers on the internet about it. And become friends.
What's that like?
Record a podcast, even.
Yes. So tell us about the Defend Zelda 2 for us, Matt.
All right. So, like you said, just kind of ended up with this game. I was kind of late adopter to getting an NES. Not that I didn't want to, but my parents were like, you don't need that. I remember I was probably just started middle school and it had been out for like 3 or 4 years. But I had a friend get a was it the Sega, the first Sega system?
Master
So,
System?
no, what was the
The
first one?
Genesis?
That was
Well,
the
the
first
Sega
one.
Master System was the
Oh, there
first
was?
one. The
Oh,
Master System.
okay. Then whatever it was, he got it and decided, I don't need Nintendo anymore. I've had Nintendo for a few years. So for like $100, and I was mowing my great grandfather's yard at this point, making money, and he was like, for $100, I'll sell you this. Like, got the box with, Pro, not the Pro Controller, what was the big thing?
NES
Controller with
Advantage.
that, yep, the Advantage. I think I got a power glove with it and like 15 games. It was just like, here, take everything for 100 and 150 bucks or something. And I was like, woohoo! So, of course, both Zeldas are in there. And I think I played Zelda 2 first and just loved it. I loved the whole thing. I eventually beat it with the help of a Nintendo Power that somebody at school let me borrow or whatever. Or a guide or whatever they had, some magazine helped me through. And then went back to the first one because I was like, well, I got this box of games, might as well play it. So I never really liked the first one as much as that second one. I had so much fun with that. And just the way it was, probably more the play order than anything else, the first one seemed so different compared to that second one. And then, other than that, I got A Link to the Past when I bought my Super Nintendo not very long afterwards. Enjoyed it and didn't really play much else. I had Ocarina of Time. I'll talk about that during my memories later. Kind of got that on a whim and kind of enjoyed it. But honestly, from like, what's that, 2001 up until the Musou games on the Switch, I haven't played any Zeldas. Yeah, just like a whole 20-year gap in there until, playing those Musou games in 2020. So,
You've never played a
and
single
then
3D
after.
Zelda.
Nope. Well, Ocarina of Time was 3D.
No.
Oh, sorry, I missed that.
But so I have limited experience. I've probably put more time into two Musou games than I have the entire rest of the series
Never even
combined.
played Link Between Worlds?
Nope.
Oh, dude.
That's kind of a
Just
curious one to bring up. Why that one?
Well, why which
we need
one?
like a sound clip of Chris saying, "Does Matt even play the games?"
I'm curious why you specifically mentioned Link Between Worlds as like
Oh,
I.
because he played Link to the Past, and that's
Oh, well,
kind of in
yeah.
the same vein.
But locked to the
There's a link between those games.
3DS, DS? Yeah, it's
Yeah.
the direct sequel.
See, that's where I should go next.
Have you not
Yes, you
read
should.
our Where to
Sometime in
Start
the next 20
feature?
years.
Have you not read our feature about the Zelda games that tells you that that's a direct sequel? What have you been doing?
You still have a 3DS?
Oh yeah. Oh gosh.
Okay.
I try to play one or two games a year on that. 3DS will
Well,
never die. Now I know which one I should be playing this year.
yes.
This is my years of being a seriousest gamer. That's my promise this year. I'm a seriousest gamer this year. So this would be a series to play. Which, good thing we're not doing an Indiecember again because no indie games. No, this is all serieses. I gotta catch up.
I thought we was doing in December and July.
Oh, that's right. Damn it. Maybe there's an
Let's
indie series. I'm sure
see.
there's plenty of indie series I can play.
I'm gonna pick on Ryan next since, according to the feedback I'm reading, he's the net one that played the next oldest game, or at least had experience with the next oldest game, Link's Awakening.
Didn't A Link to the Past come out before
Yes, the
Link's?
yeah, Link to the Past, then Link's Awakening.
Oh yeah. So like my memory is actually fuzzy about this, but I remember my brother were getting Link's Awakening and in a Game Boy Pocket for I think his birthday. And I think I definitely remember watching someone play Ocarina of Time at some point. And then I definitely remember when I was like 7, we definitely rented Majora's Mask from Blockbuster when it came out. I don't think I got very far in it into it. I've not I still have not finished those three games to this day. Oh, Link's Awakening is the other one. I actually got really far into Link's Awakening, but I didn't like finish it.
Oh, so you didn't have your soul crushed by the ending of that game?
No, I didn't. But now that I've seen most of Twin Peaks' run, I definitely do have a reason. A virtual run, I definitely have a reason reason to go back, but not to get off topic. But so weirdly, I actually did not finish Zelda until Wind Waker because we actually got a GameCube in Christmas 2003 when I was 10, and it actually came with the Zelda Collector's Edition collection, which came with Zelda's 1, Zelda 2, Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask.
Oh yeah,
nice.
Those are actually how I first like this. Those were actually my first exposure to Zelda's 1 and 2.
You could get that cart or that GameCube disc for free if you subscribe to Nintendo Power for a promotion. Mm. And now that disc is worth a pretty penny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't even think I have it anymore, but whatever.
The Majora's Mask on it is kind of buggy, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably. I'm pretty sure that's not the way to play that game.
No, I mean, honestly, really, the 3DS versions of those two N64 games are the best.
I know some people who'd argue against that, but that's not the point. But we don't need to get into that. I think I've played Wind Waker like 5 times over the course, like 4 times on GameCube and a 5th time on with the HD remaster on Wii U. And I've also played A Link to the Past on the game through the Game Boy version, Oracle of Ages, Minish Cap, Twilight Princess, Phantom Hourglass, Spirit Tracks, Skyward Sword, A Link Between Worlds, and Breath of the Wild to like varying degrees. I think I've only finished 4 Zelda games to the end. Link to the Past, Wind Waker, Skyward Sword, and A Link Between Worlds are the ones I've actually finished.
Okay. Sandra?
Okay, so yeah, I actually got late starting the Zelda series. Here's a funny story. So even before I played any Zelda game, I first played Star Fox Adventures on the GameCube, which is famously oddly Zelda-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then yeah, I rented that.
I had that game too. So
yeah, I rented that from Blockbuster though. But then when like there was like promo stuff for The Wind Waker, I just wanted to try it. I didn't have the internet at home. I would go on like at school or at the library. But even though early buzz was a little bit like, you know, famously a lot of people were criticizing the art style, I really liked it. So I pre-ordered that game, and then I played it through, and I absolutely ended up just loving it. I just enjoyed the gameplay. The art just looked really good. I really liked the characters. I mean, I even kind of liked the story, even if it's relatively light on it. And like, I played with my sister, and I would remember she would, like, whenever we got into a boss fight, she would give me the controller she was playing, like, here, you do it. And then, well, yeah, I played that, really enjoyed it. I didn't get that that collection disc, but if you remember, the Wind Waker had a pre-order bonus where you could get Ocarina of Time ported to the GameCube, and that came with Master Quest. So we ended up playing Ocarina of Time very shortly after the Wind Waker, and I enjoyed that too, though I enjoyed Wind Waker more. And so as for which games I've played a large amount of them. Most of them I finished. The ones I haven't played are, just again, it's easier just to list ones I haven't. I haven't played Four Swords Adventure, A Link Between Worlds, Triforce Heroes. I'll get to it. No, I'll get to all of these except for maybe Triforce Heroes. That looks kind of
It's not necessary.
I refuse to play that one.
It's not necessary.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, and Echoes of Wisdom. I do want to play most of those. Also, any of the spinoffs I haven't gotten to. I do have the first Hyrule Warriors, which I keep telling myself I'll get to it. There's a lot of games I need to get to. So yeah.
Awesome. And Pascal, you're no longer roboting out, so.
Don't tempt it. I'm kind of afraid to talk. I feel like it's gonna happen.
I'll just give it a try.
So internet connection notwithstanding, I was like, here's a reference for you. I was the kid from the Goldbergs from, I don't know, some years ago. Has anybody seen the episode where he's playing Zelda?
No.
No. So
I don't really watch network TV, unfortunately.
So I was a little 80s kid with the NES playing, you know, Legend of Zelda. That there's an episode of that centered on that, but no worries. As far as I can recall, I'm pretty sure I owned both Zelda 1 and 2. And now here's something weird, and I can't confirm this, but I feel like it's true. I think I had a gold card for both of them.
I believe they both had gold Kurtz.
It's something I've not been able to see since, whether Adventure of Link has a gold card edition, but I felt like I had one. So, okay. So if you say that you've seen one, then that must be true.
I just going by my terrible memory, I believe there was one.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Then let's say I did. So I don't remember really being like super into them. I mean, this was before Zelda was even a thing. It was just one game, and then it was two games, and it wasn't even a big deal. I don't remember that Zelda 2 was so different because there was no Zelda yet. There was no established formula. So I played, you know, both of them. I don't even think I beat either one of them, most likely. Zelda 2, I probably never, as a kid, made it like beyond maybe Death Mountain, I would guess.
Games Zelda, really, really hard.
Yeah, Zelda 1... Who knows? Pick whatever dungeon. I doubt I beat it. Yeah, so I mean, I played them, but I wouldn't say like I really started being into Zelda till Link from the Past, which is probably a lot of people's story from that time, I would guess. It's just, you know, I bought a, I saved up for an SNES once that came out, and I think I pretty much just had Mario. And then one day, you know, who knows how long, weeks or whatever, months later, my stepdad at the time brought home from work Link to the Past. Somebody gave it to him, or he bought it for $20 or something from like a coworker. And in it went, and that was it. I mean, that game is, you know, obviously nostalgia talking here, but that game is just amazing for a kid. In the early 90s with no disposable income and two games on a Super Nintendo. I mean, that game is amazing.
I feel like that's yeah. When Zelda became Zelda was Link to the Past.
Yeah.
Like I have played through that game so many times, and it took forever for me to be remotely bored of it. It's got everything that was good about the original Zelda, but it's less obtuse. So it's actually fun to figure out where to go and what to do and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a certain level of like obtuseness, but just again, as in like kid with no internet access would have had in that day, you know, things were not easy, but you kind of stuck to it and made your way through.
Yeah.
Somehow or another. Like who knew that you could get an empty bottle from a guy under the bridge, right?
The first
I'm
time.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
Yeah, no, that did. That's the thing.
The first time I played that game, the first time that I played that game, when I realized that you could go under the bridge and just see like a completely new thing, my mind was just blown.
And you just commit to the couple of games you have. So at some point, I knew which warp portal took you where in the I don't know what it's called, the Shadow Realm, whatever it's called, and the different. Warp portals and where they take you, and I knew when do you activate the run button so you could get across the map as fast as possible without slamming into it, or when do you have to let go of it so you don't slam into the next tree coming up. Like you just learn like useless nonsense, but what a time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's one of my favorite games, like just full stop. And Wheels, you'll be excited. I have played A Link to... Wait, what?
Between Worlds?
Thank you, yes.
Good, good.
I missed part of the conversation. Did nobody else play that one then, other than, I guess, Wheels?
No, I played Between Worlds.
No, I played through it twice.
I'm the one that didn't yet. I have it. I'll get to it someday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was the consensus was most people hadn't. Okay,
no, we just have a few slackers.
All right.
Like Matt.
That was when... Yeah, the 3DS had like some interesting sequels on it that came out of nowhere. There was the Lords of Shadow sequel was on the 3DS.
Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah,
sequel.
Was it Dark Moon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the sequel, Dark Moon. That's the first one.
So very neat. Sequel, I mean. But for my money, it's still, it's A Link to the Past all day. Everything else can pack up and go home. Then in preparation for tonight, I played what I'm pretty sure are the only two like console Zeldas I've never touched before. There's still a couple of handhelds. You guys already mentioned, Triforce Heroes and Four Swords. Like some. I haven't finished either of the Oracle games. and I've never played Minish Cap. A lot of the handheld stuff kind of passed me by.
I have not finished one of the Oracle games. So, yeah, and Minish Cap can be tough.
I did try an Oracle game for one of, I can't remember which one, and I found it difficult to go like what you were saying about obtuse. That's what I experienced with that. But I played the console the remastered versions on Switch of Link's Awakening and Skyward Sword, and I'm pretty sure I'm now caught up on all the console games as far as that goes.
Nice.
And I don't know how much like 3D talk we've done, but Skyward Sword shot up to the top of my 3D list.
It's definitely an underappreciated title that I absolutely love.
Skyward Sword is one of the only ones that I've never finished, along with the two DS titles, Spirit Tracks and
Phantom Hourglass.
Phantom Hourglass. Yeah. For some dumb reason, I always want to call Spirit Tracks Phantom Choo Choo, because that was the fan
Yeah.
fan name.
For some reason, you can't think of the reason
Yeah.
why
It just I wish they would have called it that. Phantom Choo Choo. It makes so much
it...
sense. But those are the three mainline games that I've never finished. I
They're
don't really
considered
count
mainline
the
Phantom
I don't count the
Hourglass.
multiplayer games like Four Swords, and I definitely don't count the games that we do not speak of.
I feel like it's so hard to justify a game locked on an obsolete handheld as mainline at this point. I mean,
I
you
believe.
can
I
make
mean,
a case. Phantom Hourglass is a
they all count as
sequel.
mainline. It's just, like the Musou titles and like Link's crossbow training that aren't considered mainline.
I would
Phantom Choo
fight.
Choo.
I would fight for those to be considered mainline. Maybe less so Phantom Hourglass, but Phantom Choo Choo. Hell yes, that is the main title,
Oh,
and everyone
I love
should
that
play it.
game.
Oh, that's the one I was going to question, but I've also not played that
No,
one.
it
And
is better than Phantom Hourglass, and it is a lot of fun. I can understand, I can understand people having trouble adjusting to the controls of Skyward Sword. I can understand having trouble adjusting to the controls of those DS games, but once you do, they are a lot of fun.
Well, here's a pipe dream because Nintendo, but Konami has done it. We've got Metal Gear collections. We got tons of Castlevania collections. How amazing would it be if there was even just a handheld Zelda collection for Switch?
That would be cool. I don't know. Mainly for Link Between Worlds, I don't know how you convert those DS games to another system. Because
Yeah.
you can't just map it to D-pad and buttons. It won't be the same experience.
What was the problem with Link?
Wasn't
You
the
can
did
with worlds, I mean.
What's that?
Like, why wouldn't Link Between Worlds work?
No, no,
I can't
it
remember.
would. I mean, the DS games would not work.
Yeah, they controlled with the stylus and had kind of weird gimmicks, like using the dual screens and
Yeah,
the
there's a
microphone.
famous like puzzle where you need to close the DS for a while in order to like transfer a glowing spot into the map.
The microphone puzzle I've heard was pretty infamous because of people being on planes being like, I'm not gonna make a loud noise on a plane. I guess I'm not playing this now.
I mean, I think you could just blow into it and know it was enough. The pan pipe was kind of annoying. Trying to get that right.
But you could pull down on the train whistle with your stylus.
Yes,
That's
that
the
was nice.
best. Oh, that does sound amazing.
It is.
Choo choo. I want to do it. So
So
yeah.
we clearly have opinions about our Zelda games. I imagine that there's one that we have played a lot compared to the others. I don't even know if this is our account as your favorite, but the ones that just your go-to one, the one that you've played the most.
The Musou titles.
Yeah, that's a good answer. It's a beat 'em up.
I mean, are you talking hours or are you just talking repeated sessions, I
Repeated
guess?
sessions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've other than the Link to the Past, which over the years I've played, I don't know how many times through, Breath of the Wild, I have
Well, Link to
put an
the Past
ungodly
is the
amount of
one.
number of hours into.
Link to the Past is the one that I've definitely played the most. That is one of the only ones that I can play all the way through without having to look up a single thing.
I would probably agree. Yeah, either Link or possibly Ocarina. But for like the same reason, just because that would have been like the one of the few games I had at that system at that time. I don't think I've gone back to either of them, as a quote unquote like adult, to make that like an adult playthrough. But and God, I can't believe I didn't. I don't know if anybody else mentioned Ocarina earlier, but that was almost equivalent to like the way I talked about Link to the Past, like as a when what I don't know what year that might have come out, 94, 95 maybe. Can't quite like I don't know when the N64 was, first a thing, but
96, I think.
96, sure. So teenager then, like seeing ooh, pl or playing. Stepping into Hyrule Field for the first time, my God! Like, I think it would come across as like kind of an empty, more or less, like world to me now. But that transition into 3D for Zelda, that was something.
It was special.
Matt already said Musou. What about you, Ryan?
Yeah, I think I've already mentioned I played through Wind Waker 5 times.
All on GameCube, or did you try out
For the fir the fir the first 4 times on GameCube, and then the fifth on the HD remaster thing.
That's another such a great game. I'm always amazed by how well Wind Waker has just held up over time.
Because if I ever go back to that one, I want to play the Wii U or the enhanced version, because supposedly it fixed a lot of stuff. And I wish they would bring that version and the Wii U Twilight Princess to the
Yeah, still
Switch.
shocked those are stuck on the
Oh, I'm hoping for the 30th anniversary. They've got to pull something out. But what about you, Cass?
Wind Waker by default, because sometime after I finished Ocarina of Time, I sort of started a second playthrough of Wind Waker, because it was the silly thing in like on a new game plus Link could go around in his pajamas that he has on early in the game. But I barely got anywhere in it. And just for whatever reason, I don't replay it. I play a lot of games in general, and I haven't ever replayed a Zelda game the whole way through, and that's the only one I kind of got somewhere in. So yeah, maybe I'll replay it someday. Well, maybe I'll replay all of them someday. We'll see. Except for Zelda 2. I finished it. I managed to beat it, even using some cheap tricks, and I don't have to play it again.
Oh, I'm with you. I can only beat that with like save states.
Now, I even did it. I did like this. You have to like crouch to beat like Shadow Link, and there was some other cheap trick to beat like the Thunderbird.
Bad game.
Well, did you guys know that there's a fan, I don't what not sure what to call it, remake upscale from just a couple of years ago of Adventure of Link that has a lot of like
No.
quality of life changes. I think you get like a dungeon maps, and I honestly don't really recall. I watched a playthrough, I didn't actually play
There's
it.
an
And
Adventure Time game that's also basically Link 2, but good. I
oh
highly recommend it.
yeah, and for the actual Link 2, that remake looked like one that I would actually enjoy playing. Like, it takes a game that I'm not overly fond of and turned it into what looked like it was fun. So, there's that. It does have an option.
I have to look that up.
Yes, just from
And
just a couple years ago, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago.
I just put a link in our chat for that.
Yeah, it was really neat. By the way, is this one of those rare Zelda panels where nobody's gonna mark out to Majora's Mask?
I never finished it. I'll get into that one
I
later.
never finished it.
I'm not going to mark out to it, but I think it's cool and creepy.
I had the popular opinion about that game, about it being bad, and then kind of came around after I played it.
Yeah, so I wasn't trying to sound like disrespectful. It's not a game that I'm looking to replay. It's definitely not high up on my personal list. So I just know that it's either at the like the bottom of everybody's, or for some people at the very top. And I hadn't heard it mentioned yet.
Before we move on, Wheels, you said Breath of the Wild. How many times have you played through Breath of the Wild?
I don't even know. Probably like 5 times on normal and once on, how's it called, master mode.
Is that where you get a
Wow,
motorcycle?
that's wild.
No, it's hard mode.
Motorcycle
Isn't
was
that the one where
DLC.
it is? Isn't the master mode where the enemies are at the highest difficulty and regain health?
Yes, so that is the mode where you mostly avoid combat until later in the game.
I thought hard mode was
Robots.
We have weapon durability and everything breaks, but that's the normal mode.
Yeah. For your next playthrough, Wheels, I heard about a gameplay challenge people do where they try to take the most aesthetic pictures of every item in the compendium, like making them perfectly framed. But
Oh,
basically,
God.
I would call it Pokemon Snap mode.
Zelda Snap.
Yeah, Zelda Snap.
That does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I very nearly booted up my game just to try that tonight.
My latest playthrough is just, I normally go kind of the expected order through the dungeons, so now I'm trying to switch that up.
I love taking photos, so when I heard about that made me happy.
Yeah, no, especially with like the 4K version on Switch 2 now, that sounds even better. I may have
Do
to
you
do that.
told my
Hundred percent?
husband about it. I told my husband about it. And he said, "Yeah, I do the opposite of that. I try to take the shittiest pictures possible." And I'm like, "Oh, you." So it's been a long-running series. We've clearly got favorites or ones that we love more than others. So I'm gonna ask both your favorite 2D and 3D title. That I don't mean 3D graphics. I meant like top-down versus open camera. Let's make that distinction.
So would Zelda 2 be 2D? I
Yeah.
No, it
was
would
gonna say
just
that.
be awful.
Well, I will list that as that awful game as my favorite 2D one since I don't have many to go. I mean, I did like A Link to the Past, of course, but Zelda 2 is like I really played through that a lot when I was a kid. And 3D, I'm gonna keep saying this a lot, is the Musou. The original Hyrule Warriors on Switch, I would say. So basically the what edition was that? Because it came out on Wii U and 3DS, but the Hyrule Warriors on Switch, I would say, is my favorite 3D.
I'm just gonna quick go with mine. 2D is Link to the Past. As much as I love the Oracle games, Link to the Past is just always my go to. I love that art style. I love how that game plays, and I just love it. I don't know if this is a controversial choice for 3D, but Twilight Princess is the most fun I had playing a 3D Zelda game in a long time.
I think that's pretty common.
I thought
I've seen.
Twilight Princess kinda. Oh, God.
No, you go ahead. I don't. I wouldn't say anything important.
I think Twilight Princess kinda perfected what they tried to start in Ocarina of Time. And I know lots of people like Wind Waker, but I just kinda got bored with Wind Waker.
Fair, fair.
If you can get
Yeah.
past
I can
Twilight
never
Princess's
forget it.
glacial beginning, it's very good.
Yeah, that's true. That's all. I feel like that's been a problem with 3D Zelda games for a while.
Yeah.
I think it's. I have played all of them. I think Twilight Princess is by far the worst, and people
I've heard
exaggerate some of the
Skyward
others a
Sword.
bit. It's that's a
I've.
lie.
Okay.
You get to action so much faster in Skyward Sword. It's not even funny.
Yeah, I try. Yeah, I tried playing Twilight Princess, and I might try to go back and see if I try it again at some point.
I highly recommend it. It's got some of the best dungeons in the series. You just kind of got to push through that the early parts, and it gets better and better the farther you get.
So, Pascal, what about your favorites?
Definitely Link to the Past, and I think as of right now, Skyward Sword. The dungeons in that game were so much fun to me. Didn't really like the open world flying or the
Oh,
controls.
yeah, I find that's kind of my issue with Skyward Sword. I find the exploration kind of too limited for my taste.
Even with the remaster, when I figured out the controls, like to a point where I finally felt comfortable, it was either on the final boss or right before. I mean, the entire game, they were either poorly explained or I just, I don't know, didn't understand the explanation. But I absolutely misinterpreted how the controls worked in that game the entire way through. And that's with the improved controls. But nonetheless, like, it was really great. The dungeons were so much fun. And actually the characters too, like, it was the writing for what I would say for a Zelda game, really good.
Still my favorite Zelda.
What, Skyward?
Meaning the character, yes.
Yeah, it was. I know we're gonna talk character later, so I'll I won't say like specifically yet, but man, I enjoyed the dungeons and the story so much in that.
Plus, you know, Groose, gotta love him.
Yes.
Well, I said I wasn't gonna say, but okay, everybody knows it. Okay, cool. Like, what is this? What is a character that I sympathize with and enjoy seeing growth in? What's that doing in my Zelda game?
You're making me want to load up that remaster right now.
Do it,
I love that
do
game.
it.
You know
Ryan, did you
the
have your favorites?
Oh, I was just gonna say that you know that main theme, like when you're flying in Skyward Sword, that is apparently Zelda's Lullaby backwards.
Not quite.
Not
Not that one,
quite.
anyway. No, that's a different song. But we'll get to
One
that
of
a
the
little later.
songs is,
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway,
we'll get to that
sorry,
a
I
little
didn't mean
later.
to interrupt.
Anyway, go ahead, Ryan. What are your favorites?
I'd probably say A Link to the Past for 2D. Even the boring answer, I know, but and yeah, I'd definitely say Wind Waker for 3D. I'm definitely I will acknowledge it has some flaws. Like it's maybe too easy. And look, I get it. I get it. The flaws are there, but I still like it. So there you go.
Got
And to be
great
fair,
style.
you can like or you can definitely argue like. You definitely argue that Skyward Sword probably has better dungeons than Wind Waker, because that actually is a huge thing I do appreciate. I've come to appreciate Skyward Sword.
It's very cool dungeons, and the outside areas near the dungeons are also kind of dungeons.
Yeah, it seemed like a really meaty game. I know Zelda has a penchant for threes, and you got to do three of everything. But it was like, now here comes another twist that's going to send you back to do three more things. And those three things have to be worked up to do with, three intermediate things first. And I was just like, yes, please give me more. The flooded Lost Woods, or exactly what that zone is called, I can't remember.
Yeah, that Barren Woods, I think.
Yeah, oh, Nah, that was really, that's like, just what a fun twist. Here's a little collectathon. Swimming through water in a zone I've already walked through. Oh gosh, come on.
Cass, did you want to go?
Yes, so 2D is A Link to the Past. I know, common answer. I haven't actually played a lot of 2D Zeldas yet, but that's easily my favorite. The 3D and also just my favorite Zelda overall. I still can't decide between Wind Waker and Skyward Sword. I really need to like replay both of those back to back to get a good idea. Because like Wind Waker is like my first Zelda game. I just loved it so much. I like the art style. I didn't mind the sailing, but Skyward Sword has the better story, has like some great characters, some really good music, and the controls didn't frustrate me that much, except for the harp. The harp was super annoying to get that right. But yeah, I don't know. One of these two, someday I'll make up my mind. And who knows, maybe Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom will dethrone it for all I know.
I mean, we talked tears what a year ago or 6 months ago or something,
Very recently.
and I mean, as much fun as that was, I think the one thing that it kind of like la the most lasting impact it's had on me, I can tell. Like I don't think I can look at Zelda the same way again, but in a good way. That sounds like it's kind of ambiguous. Like that really grew the role of Zelda in my eyes. So if you haven't played that yet.
You should.
I will someday. I have Breath of the Wild. I don't actually own Tears of the Kingdom yet, but I should play that Breath of the Wild first, you know. Should probably play Link Between Worlds first.
And wheels.
Favorite 2D, I'm gonna go with Link Between Worlds. Dethroning Link to the Past for me. Like it's obviously pretty much the same overworld with new surprises, but I really like the way they rethought how to do Zelda dungeons. It's almost like a proto Breath of the Wild, the way they approach things, where the puzzles in the dungeons are less about, hey, you get this one thing in the dungeon, and more about using the tools at your disposal to solve puzzles. And I think that was a great way to rethink Zelda, which leads into my favorite 3D game, which is Breath of the Wild. I think if I looked at it from like a reviewer perspective, I think Tears is ultimately probably the better game, but Breath of the Wild being kind of a smaller and easier to replay experience, it's my favorite to me because I can just fire it up open my save wherever I was and just start wandering the world, or just start from the beginning fresh and have a hell of a good time. It's, I think, not just one of the best 3D Zelda game. I think it's one of the best games ever. And I'm playing it right now, too.
Awesome. So it's a huge series, obviously spanning 40 years, and there's a butt ton of games. Are there any that you've bounced off of and just want to get to but can't, or time and all of that? Because for me, that one has been Skyward Sword.
Because of time?
Well,
controls?
For the Wii version, I was not that wild about the control scheme because I have wrist issues anyway. And just hearing the people complain about the controls at the time just kind of really turned me off to the idea of it. And then they announced the Switch port, which I snapped up day one. I started the tutorial and got distracted with another shiny object and never went back.
You should try it, and I would recommend at least trying the motion controls and giving it a fair chance.
Mm-hmm. Now you have to do the motion controls in TV mode?
No, I don't think so. I think you can choose either control mode.
Okay, gotcha.
But I think the motion controls in the original got a pretty bad rap.
I was fine with them. I think I even kind of liked them. It's been a while since I played it, but it wasn't too hard for me. It was pretty fun.
It's not perfect because obviously the technology is not perfect. Mm-hmm. But I think once you get the hang of it, and once, and I haven't completed the Switch version, but once you get used to the imperfections of it and understand I need to reset the motion controls here, then it can be a lot of fun, and it does actually enhance the experience.
And you know, I think by the time that game came out, people were kind of over motion controls.
Yeah.
I think if that game would have come out sooner, people would have been really into it.
I think I definitely agree with that, because I think obviously Twilight Princess on Wii didn't heavily use the motion controls, but I don't remember people complaining about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I could definitely see that.
Because I had a lot of fun playing that one with the motion controls, but then I switched to the GameCube version just because it was easier to play my GameCube in my bedroom than the Wii in the communal room, because our Wii was a family Wii. And I'm like, I probably would have broken my wrists on some of those later enemies.
Kelly, there's a part where you have to flick your wrist to have Link in Skyward Sword, where you have to flick your wrist to have Link snap his whip through the bars of his jail cell and snatch a key from the bokoblin that's guarding his cell, so he can get out. Like, you have to perform a literal jailbreak with your motion controls. It was fun.
I also heard that there was a boss fight where you had to do a reversal on somebody to be able to hit them. Otherwise, they block your sword.
Garanim?
The guy before the last boss, right?
Yeah, the demon lord, he calls himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does this annoying thing where he'll see the direction of your swing coming, and he'll stop your blade between his fingers. So you have to, I'm still not quite sure how it's meant to be done. You have to wait for him to face his hand to face away from where you're going. I don't know, something like that. You have to catch him off guard somehow. Sometimes the controls came down to me flailing and just hopefully something would connect.
Matt, you said that you've bounced off of pretty much every game except for the Musou games.
Yeah, in the past 20 or so years, I've not really played anything but the Musou games, so it'd be easier to just say the ones I didn't bounce off of.
And Wheels, you're saying Zelda 2 out of spite.
I don't think that counts because I... Because obviously that was a different era, and you kind of had to play what you had. So I don't think bouncing off a game was a thing we could do back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say...
You just play it as much as you can before you get sick of that. Or whatever.
Yeah. So I would have to say then the second Musou game, which I just did not like as much as the first Musou game. and
agreed.
At least at launch had performance issues, which is bizarre for a game with designed for a single platform. So yeah, we'll say that. Well, you know what? Scratch that. Let's go with Triforce Heroes on Game Boy, not Game Boy, on
3DS.
No, the GameCube multiplayer one. What the
hell? Oh, and Four Swords Adventure.
Yeah, screw this. Screw that game.
I like setting the grass on fire in that game.
That is a game designed to ruin friendships.
But also, Triforce Heroes really pissed me off because the required three-player requirement was basically a fuck you to couples.
Yeah, no, that's dumb too.
I'm not a big fan of the Musou style, so I'm just supremely annoyed that the Musou game is the only way to get a sequel to Breath of the Wild story. Is it sequel or prequel?
It's a prequel.
Yeah, that's true. The sequel was... I did play the sequel. That's Tears of the Kingdom. My bad. Yeah. Well, the prequel. Yeah.
Who else do we have as bounced off of a game?
I want to get back to it, but I started Majora's Mask on the Wii Virtual Console, and I played through the first two dungeons, and then I just got distracted by newer games and never got back to it. I will get back to it. I have the 3DS version, and it'll be much easier for me to play it on a handheld than like digging out the Wii and trying to find that file again. And again, it's in my giant backlog. I'll get to it someday. Like, I did enjoy what I played. I just didn't get close to finishing it. Maybe like halfway through. Hard to say.
Ryan, how about you?
I kind of bounced off of Breath of the Wild. And okay, so here, I think it's, and here's why. I totally get the appeal of it. I just don't really care for that like specific kind of open world. That's not really to my taste.
That's fine.
Yeah. Like, I definitely gave it a shot, so.
Honestly, I thought I was going to bounce off it too, because I was never a big fan of like open world games. So yeah, I get that.
But the Zelda emphasis for open world is on the open, not world like the way Ubisoft does it.
I'm not saying it's literally like exactly like Ubisoft or whatever.
Yeah. The combat wasn't really like my favorite about either one of those games, but there's, especially with Tears. So I think I would probably put Tears of the Kingdom over Breath because the added stuff you can do in Tears, the experimentation was just so interesting.
So now we can move on to the characters. Lots of characters in the series. Some of them recurring, some of them non-recurring. Who are our favorites and least favorites?
I would like to volunteer to launch Tingle into the sun. Thank you. I hate Tingle so much.
I'm a cliche answer, but yeah, it was for a reason.
I'm going to be basic, but I feel bad because I know it's a cultural thing because guys, people like that don't come off as creepy in Japan, but he creeps me out so bad.
Wheels, I think Tingle might enjoy you launching him into the sun a little bit too much.
That's probably true.
I feel like I could see his face and the enjoyment you're bringing him.
But who do you like, Wheels?
I'm going to go with what I said before, the Zelda, specifically Zelda from Skyward Sword, because there were a lot of different Zeldas throughout the series.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she would have to be my favorite, especially because a lot of times your Link doesn't actually have much of a relationship with Zelda, and in that one they do right from the start, and I feel like that made for a much much better story. And I would give second place to the Zelda from Spirit Tracks.
Yep, another good Zelda.
Yeah, who's kind of sort of one of the first playable Zeldas.
I mean, she sort would of. Be the first playable Zelda. I mean, not counting, you know, certain unofficial games.
Oh, we don't speak of those. We don't talk about Bruno.
also, talk about spoilers. I always joke about that. Every time my husband starts up a new game, Wind Waker and Tetris shows up, I go, "Hey, you know that girl? That's Zelda." And he pretends to get mad. It never stops being funny. One of my favorites is Midna, because you know, after two games of having an annoying fairy, it was kind of nice to have a sassy companion through most of the game.
Did you have Navi in Majora's Mask?
You had
Tattle, I think.
Tattle.
Right?
Okay. And what, I guess that was annoying as well. I don't recall.
I think it was Cimmerly.
I think she was less annoying than Navi.
Yeah.
Poor Navi. It was the first 3D.
Listen.
You had to have something. Yes.
But just to having mid-round kind of calling you a stupid beast when you're wolf form, and then later on finding out her story and realizing that it's very tragic.
And then the ending.
And then the internet ruined
it. I'm not going to ruin it for anyone that hasn't played it yet.
And the internet ruining Midna's other form.
Mm.
But Matt, how about you?
Linkle! Right? That was how you say her name?
Pretty sure.
Girl Link.
Girl Link. I mean, who the heck dual wields crossbows? Like, that's just awesome.
Cool people.
Cool people.
Apparently.
One crossbow is not enough. You got to go with two. So I played as her almost the entire way through that game because I beat that in Hyrule Warriors. I want to say that was like 2020 during COVID. My sons and I played a lot. So, of course, my older son was like, I want to be Link because, of course, that's who else do you want to be when you play? So very quickly, I realized Linkle was awesome and I love range attacks and I will just be Linkle all the time. Any mission I could do with Linkle. And honestly, as we've said, I've not played very much, so I do not have a burning hatred for anybody in the series. Not enough experience. Sounds like there's been plenty of annoying ones, but...
It sounds like you need more Tingle in your life.
More Tingle in their life.
I don't think anyone does. There's this tingling of not playing any game with that character.
Look over your shoulder, Matt. Be careful. Tingle is around.
Pascal, what about you?
Everybody kind of already named it earlier. It's Groose.
Groose.
Oh, yeah.
That was just wholesome. What a wholesome character he turned out to be. I really enjoyed his arc. I don't know how accurate this is, but I got a very much like Star Wars New Hope vibe off of Link, Zelda, and Groose. It's probably not really a parallel to A New Hope, other than it's... You know, it's a little bit of that triangle, and people are at odds with each other at some point, but then they connect through their shared trials, and by the end, you just love Groose.
Yeah, I just like that he actually undergoes character development. That is, like, in a Zelda game, for crying out loud. I actually thought he might have some connection to, like, either Ganon or main bad guy just because of the red hair. So I'm glad I was wrong about that.
He always came off as like a dumber version of Gaston from Beauty and the Beast to me.
Wait a minute.
He's smarter than that for sure.
Yeah.
Gaston.
He helps
barrel.
In a later boss fight, so.
Okay.
Yeah, how far did you play that game?
I think I just got Fee when I bounced.
Yeah, so that's
not really early on, is it not?
Yeah, that's you haven't even that Groose hasn't even landed on the ground yet, which I still think is a very funny scene.
Kelly, you got to play that game sometime soon.
What tiny birds?
I will have to put it on my homework list, and maybe we can do a backtrack next year for it.
He was enjoyable. I also, as a second pick, I'll also pick Riju, specifically from Tears of the Kingdom. She's the Gerudo captain.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed her in that game.
And then, Ryan, you said Tetra for your favorite. You didn't have any least favorite?
Well, I like Tetra before... I like Tetra before she's actually Zelda reveal
for sure.
And Groot, and I know Pascal's already said Groose, so I liked him. Bottom, okay. So I never really cared for Fee, but I thought I could never fully articulate why.
She's kind of like, you know, she's like analyzing things. She's kind of robotic-ish. Although I did kind of like. I did feel a little bad at the end when she, you know, at the very end where she's basically no more.
Yeah. I just never felt that invested in knowing what the origin of the Master Sword was. I think that's my problem.
Well, fair enough.
Right. You do go through a whole quest chain. You're right. To establish and power the Master Sword for the first, since it's what is still, I guess, canonically the first game.
Believe
Still
so.
canonically the first game in a series.
Yeah.
So that is in there, you're right.
Although I would assume Where Zelda Goes into the Past is before or is it
Well,
after?
maybe
Who knows?
yeah, like that's just yeah, like the Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom and their placement is like Nintendo just said, we
Question
don't care.
mark?
Don't care.
They
Have
don't
fun trying to
care. And
theorize.
it's not important, to be honest.
No.
Except for how like a few games relate to each other. It's like how a few games are like sort of direct sequels to Ocarina of Time. Like other than that, like it's not really important unless the games directly reference each other.
Didn't I even hear that the Zelda that's in perpetual sleep in A Link to the Past, no, sorry, not Link to the in Link's Adventure, is not the same Zelda?
Yeah, it's not
Who
the
can
that's the
say?
Zelda from the past to that,
What?
and she's the reason all the Zeldas are named Zelda, except it still happens after most of the games, so Zelda's just a repeating name in that series anyway.
So they shot themselves in the foot with any timeline right from the get-go.
Yeah.
That sounds like maybe some translator messed something up and that was their attempt to explain it away. Oh, wait, no, that's a different Zelda. I don't know.
Or is it just something from the instruction manual for that game that was never intended
Well,
to be actual
it
story?
wasn't in the game because if you turn on the game, you're just immediately in the temple with the sleeping Zelda.
It doesn't
You have
say
no idea what the
any of
story.
that in the game.
Yeah. You have no idea what's going on if you don't read the manual.
You know what is in that game, though? The best iteration of Ganon on the game over screen.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And also, I hate it because I saw it so many times. Screw that
Oh,
game.
yes. I did
Ooh.
see that so many blasts of times.
Ooh.
We've had too much Bishonen Ganon in games and not enough Pig Ganon.
Yeah, that started in Ocarina, I think, with
Yeah.
the.
I mean, Pig Ganon shows up every so often and more recent, right? Like Echoes of Wisdom.
Yeah, I
I
think
did
he
not know
did. He's
that. One of the few I've not beaten.
I mean, he does have a beast form at the end of Breath of the Wild, which does look very cool.
Although I don't think that's actually Ganon at the end of Breath of the Wild, given Tears of the Kingdom. But that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Well, because you find the whole thing with Tears of the Kingdom is you find his corpse and he comes back to life. So I think whatever is in Tears of the Kingdom is almost like some cast off energy from Ganon or his essence or something, not even really Ganon.
Oh, by the way, spoilers.
Sorry, spoilers.
No, it's okay.
Well, it's only sort of spoilers. Like, that won't make any sense unless you go and play the game and get to the end.
Yeah, but also as a minor fan of the old cartoons, I appreciate Pig Ganon.
Well, excuse me.
I knew
a friend of
somebody
mine
was
got
gonna.
me that DVD set as a gag gift.
Oh, what? Nice.
Okay, just off on a tangent. There's supposed to be a Zelda movie coming out at some point. I don't
Yeah.
know.
2027, I think. So,
I believe it is next year, yes.
If they do that, I want them to put in the line, but have it be just very deadpan, like, "Oh, excuse me, princess."
Would be perfect.
That would be the funniest thing I think ever. But that's just
Like
me.
some servant or castle guard just trying to like inch by in the hallway.
Yeah, or Link saying it under his breath, like, "Oh, excuse me, princess." Don't do the line, but do not do it with the same inflection. Anyway, moving on. So it's just the game has had a lot of iconic music over the years. Do we have a favorite song?
I do. That would definitely be Ballad of the Goddess from Skyward Sword. It's
Yes.
sort of the main theme. It is just utterly fantastic. It's just music like swells and it just sounds so grand, so epic, so fitting for the sky. And best part, if you play that song backwards, you get Zelda's lullaby. As it's a hint as to who, Zelda's identity in that game. Really awesome.
That being said, is it cheating to say the whole Cadence of Hyrule soundtrack, the
I don't
Crimson
think
Necker
so.
Dancer
No.
spinoff?
Oh. Well, that's, but is it, that's, It's not a cadence. It's not exclusively the cadence of Hyrule soundtrack. Then
No,
I mean, you want
no.
the Zelda soundtrack.
No, and I get it. It's just it takes all of those iconic songs and kind of makes them awesome. Not that they weren't awesome to
Okay.
begin with, but I love that soundtrack, particularly the Gerudo Desert theme. But since that might be technically cheating, I'm gonna say the Malamart from Twilight Princess. If you've ever heard that one, it's a very disco-y happy tune.
So I was just gonna say plain old Zelda's Lullaby for me.
It's a
There
good one.
was at least one moment where they did reprise it in Skyward Sword, late game-ish, I guess.
Yeah, definitely
I think it
so.
was when Zelda goes to sleep in the crystal or wakes up from the crystal. It was a Zelda moment.
Goes to sleep, probably goes to sleep in the crystal, which would fit in because,
Yeah,
lullaby.
right. And they played it, and I was just so charmed, and I said, "Oh, I remember this song."
It's I always like trying to find the different leitmotifs in those games when they come out, like learning that the whistle in Twilight Princess when you summon Eponia is actually Eponia's song. And there's been a couple of them like that. Also, who stands for Song of Storms?
Everyone,
It's a good track.
everyone.
It was my ringtone for the longest time.
Oh, that's awesome.
See, I don't know who went. We all just kind of boarded out stuff. Ryan?
I actually don't really have a good answer because, like, I think Zelda absolutely has some really good music. I just don't. I'm not really like the kind of person who has like the one favorite track of over off of soundtracks like that for the most part.
Oh, it's cool.
Zelda kind of has the distinction of some songs just becoming classics by virtue of repetition. Like, Zelda's theme, it's going to be in, I don't know, maybe not every game, but it's in the games. And so, I'm a sucker for stuff like that. If I can remember it from previous games, it kind of makes my heart skip a beat.
Yeah, because they try to do a little bit of the motif for each section of the game. Like usually the Lost Woods always has some of the forest theme from Ocarina of Time. The Gerudo Desert kind of has that arpeggio, I want to
Like a
say.
tribal.
I just think that it's one of the most these games like just do music so well. Even in some games like Breath of the Wild, where the music's kind of minimal, but like I was talking about a Eponia song earlier, you go to any stable in Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom, you hear a little bit of a Eponia song.
I can't quite remember it right now, but isn't the town music of The Adventure of Link also kind of a nice song? I want to say it might be.
I do like the temple music in that game. That's pretty neat.
So temple like the dungeons?
Yeah, the dungeons. Usually, specifically when you enter temples, you hear that in like Smash Brothers Melee for the Hyrule Castle. Probably any other Smash game that has that area.
So did we have any other favorite songs or did we want to move on?
I would second the Ballad of Goddess from Skyward Sword. I love that song so much. But also the opening track to Spirit Tracks. You just turn the game on. I think plays in somewhere in the game too. Maybe
Yeah,
when
I think
you're,
it's often when you're on the train.
yeah,
She does have some pretty
that's.
good music. I really like the final boss theme, and like there's like a piece that plays when like Link plays like his panpipe and Zelda sings and the other spirits play their instruments. It's a really nice sequence.
Yeah.
That music is really good.
Okay, moving on. Any favorite moments, side moments, or quest games in any of the games?
Oh, I actually have one. Since this was pretty much one of my first Super Nintendo games, I just thought the opening and the raindrops hitting in Link to the Past was amazing. Like, it was the best graphics I'd ever seen in my life. It was like, oh my God, look at what video games could be like. And totally found a Reddit thread on that recently, whereas the rain effect was groundbreaking. And yeah, that's. Looking at that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's what I remember from the beginning of the game. Like, just being blown away by that.
Trying to think of some of my favorites. Oh, I'll never forget doing the Biggeron sword quest for Ocarina of Time, because I got my Nintendo 64 very late in the party, or very, very late just overall. And bragged, said to one of my friends, "Hey, I got the Bigoron sword." And he was like, "Dude, that was cool 5 years ago."
That's mean.
Oh, we had that kind of dynamic, but that for me that was a very memorable one because of the time limit and getting the big two-handed sword that could hit things. So I don't know. I'm hard pressed to think of some. Oh, now I'm thinking about it. The whole house quest in Breath of the Wild, or the whole town quest. I'm sure Wheels knows what I'm talking about.
No, I ignored that quest.
Really?
Yeah,
That's like one of the best ones, and you get a house.
I don't like that. That's not the thing that ever interests me in games, is like getting my own house or anything like that. So I never
Oh.
bothered.
Well, it ends with a wedding with two of the people that start up the town having a wedding. And it's just kind of a sweet moment that is just neat and kind of puts a bow on the whole experience.
I mean, I
So
didn't do it either, and I just enjoyed the town being there in Tears of the Kingdom, even though I didn't have to bother building any of it. While we're on the subject of breath and tears, so side stuff, I do like the idea of the shrines. Like, it's part collectible, part bite-sized dungeon, and it's a break from the overworld and the exploration. Except for the combat-centric ones, that I those I don't like. Other than that, the shrines are that was a fun side activity.
yeah, those combat ones are a lot tougher in master mode, and you have to do some of them because you need, especially in master mode, you really need to get the master sword as soon as you can. I'm going to go with a very simple moment, and that for me is just walking out of the opening cave in Breath of the Wild, which I think is just this perfect, like, eye-opening moment of, oh, I get to wander around this whole giant world and explore. And in fact, when I got my Switch 2, the first thing I did was load the Breath of the Wild update and just start the game fresh. Still one of my favorite Zelda moments.
Ryan, did you have anything?
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay, Cass?
Okay, just call a little attention to a more underappreciated game. Because there are other like moments in like better known, but I really like this point near the end in Spirit Tracks, where Zelda's spirit is trying to re-enter her body. She's desperate. She finally manages to get in there. But then, of course, she's in the sky. She starts falling. Link catches her. You hear like the Legend of Zelda main theme play for a bit, and then she just crash lands on him. But as soon as she like realizes that she's whole again, she hugs Link, and Link is like surprised. His hat goes up. He blushes. It's adorable, and it's kind of it's heart to, and it's like a tender moment all at once. I really like that. And for quest line, like this. A couple of good quests, a bunch of good quests in Skyward Sword, but my favorite's definitely one with Colin's letter. Colin is one of Groose's flunkies, and there's this quest where he asks Link to deliver a letter to his crush, and you can make the quest go in one of two ways. You can either give it to a ghost to use toilet paper, or you can actually give the letter to his crush. If you give it to his crush, his crush basically says, "Okay, oh, I don't like this guy. I actually have a crush on another guy," and you can help hook her up with this other guy and leave Colin very upset. And then if you give it to the ghost, Colin is basically haunted by the ghost, presumably for the rest of the game.
I gave it to the ghost. I never saw how the I didn't see the resolution of that though.
I think you have to. I don't know what you have to like do it at night. If you like peek into Colin's room, you see the ghostly hand petting his head, as she,
Oh, okay.
yeah, the ghost like fell in love with him by
I
reading the
kept
letter.
going back into the John, expecting like the hand to, because that's where she's in the toilet.
Yeah, she's in the toilet. No, she. You have to go peek on Colin while he's sleeping, and then I think if you talk to Colin in the morning, he basically says, "I've been getting these weird nightmares lately." But yeah, it's a fun side quest.
So, interesting question. What would be the most least amazing game if it was created in another Zelda styling? For example, if Zelda 2 was 3D, or if Majora's Mask fit the Link to the Past top down.
I'm gonna go right there with you. Zelda 2, 3D. Make it. I'll buy a new Zelda game for the first time in 20 years.
I mean, I want it to get the Metroid Samus Returns treatment where they remake it from the ground up and kind of fix the controls a little bit and just make it look good.
That could be fun.
Because I mean, Samus Returns wasn't the best game in the Metroid series, and I think it was Mercury Steam
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
that made that and just made it flawless. So I'm going with Matt's answer. I think that that game kind of needs more love. It does have a bad reputation, unfortunately, and because I think it has great ideas. Is and I think it's definitely ahead of its time, essentially being a Metroidvania. So modernize it and make it a real Metroidvania.
I'm telling you, check out that fan remake. I think it might address some of the things that you're worried about. I mean, it's the same game, but it does take some of those frustrations away.
Yeah, as long as it's less frustrating.
I'm gonna say sometimes I think there's something to be said for simplicity, so I'm gonna go with the original Zelda. A reimagining, not something that adds a lot of story. I'd like to see the world reimagined. Because whatever we got there, I don't know what it is, 28 by 48 squares, or I can't quite remember the number. That's not really the way Hyrule has evolved since then. So I would like to see that in a 3D world, but as far as story can stay non-existent as far as I'm concerned. I'd like to see the dungeons and the world realized differently, or more, I guess I'll say. Keep it simple.
Does anybody else have any ideas?
I mean, I think it might be kind of fun to see any of the 3D Zeldas top down just to see what that'd be like. Maybe just an excuse for me to play more 2D Zelda games.
The D-make treatment.
Yeah, that could be kind of fun.
See, it's weird that lots of remakes happen, but nobody ever D-makes unless it's a fan project.
Yeah, that I've seen fan projects or like unofficial bootleg ones. Like, isn't there like an FF7 for the NES?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
And Dragon Quest XI, the S version came with a 2D, I think, top-down version of the entire
It is.
game.
Yeah, it's the entire game.
So that was like one of the
Although that was there 2 years earlier in Japan because the 3DS version, which we never got, had both of those on there. They made that game three different times. They made a
Oh man.
2D pixel version, they made a chibi 3DS version that we've never seen over here, and then they made the, beautiful 3D version. So it's crazy what they did for that one.
I would have loved for them to have released just the 2D, let's say as a like a downloadable like a DLC for the base game, because I
For the
was not
base,
about
yeah.
to purchase a whole new copy of the game just to get that option, but I would have loved to have played it in that version.
I mean, it was definitely different. I made it like 20 hours into it. I mean, you know how long that game is. And the thing, it came out 1 year later, and I was like, oh, okay, I see where we're going.
Yeah, 20 hours is what, the
I did 20
prologue,
hours, and I'm
basically.
like, I'm not gonna put another 50 into this just because I played it a year ago. But no, it was cool. It was a good throwback. It was, that's what the games were like back in the day. So yeah, an old a new Zelda with a 2D version too. That'd be cool.
Heck, I'd even like them to bring over the Telnet version of Zelda 1 that had the 16-bit graphics.
That could be neat.
Oh right, yeah, this the Teleview games.
For those that don't know, Nintendo in Japan had a satellite service that was basically how do you describe it? It was kind of like Sega Channel in a way that had downloadable games before that was a
Although
thing.
I think a bunch of them like were only available at certain times too, so
Yeah.
yeah, you could like play a game between certain hours of the day.
And they had like a fully 16-bit version of Zelda 1 where you could create your own avatars and play through the game. And weren't there also like
There's also ancient something ancient tablets. I can't remember the exact name, but there was also a new game, although heavily based on A Link to the Past, I believe.
You can find ROMs of the Telnet version anywhere. It's a very interesting look to the game, and There's also like fan remakes too, but I just love to see that. You know, Nintendo's done interesting stuff with Zelda games. Like, did you know that for one of the anniversaries, they put just the Four Swords part of Four Swords Adventures on the DS for free?
On the
I got
3DS,
that.
I think.
It's
And the
still on my
3DS.
3DS, yep.
Yeah. Which that was a cool thing, and it was free for such a limited time. And for the DS, it was perfect. Yeah, the 3DS, it was perfect because you could wirelessly play with your friends. What else? Obviously the Nintendo Power Collection that I had. It's basically like, hey, I bought the Zelda collection for $20 and got a free subscription to Nintendo Power. At least that's how I felt. Other kind of interesting things like the Link's crossbow training, which was fun to play with my family, which I also got surprisingly good at. But the last question we have is obviously our memories, what we were doing in our life when we were playing any specific Zelda game. Some of us have 40 years of history with the series.
Well, I'll go since I haven't had a lot of memories with this, but I kind of hit said it earlier. The Hyrule Warriors games I've played with my kids. We don't do a lot of co-op games. They love their Roblox, and I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. So, yeah, every few years we'll play a Hyrule Warriors game or a Musou game all the way through. And I've got the new one. We got to sit down and do that. Maybe spring break we'll finally get to start that or something. So that's been fun. And the other one was the day I graduated college, all the way back in 2000. I had a family that I tutored for, and they hand or I babysat for years and tutored, and the son was in middle school and looked up to me and was like, "So what, I want to come to your college graduation." I was like, "Okay." So they came to my graduation. Mom hands me a $200 gift card to the local mall in Orlando. And I'm like, okay, I'm literally moving out of town tomorrow at noon. Geez, I'm gonna have to go spend $200 in like between 9 a.m. and noon. Like, I stop at the mall on my way out of town. So I get there and I'm like, what am I gonna drop $200 on, like, real quick? And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm way behind the time. I never had a PlayStation in the 90s, and I get there and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just, I haven't had an N64. Kids that I tutored for, they had one. I loved a lot of Mario Golf. I'm like, listen, I gotta just buy something. All right, grabbed an N64. Didn't get any games. Maybe bought an extra controller or something, but that was like, I'm moving out of town. Grab something, buy a box, let's go. Didn't even open it for like 6 months until I was done student teaching and whatever. And then I was like, well, what am I going to play with this? So someone mentioned Zelda, and that's when I got Ocarina of Time. And Ocarina of Time, and I think Mario Golf might have been the only N64 games I ever had. And I want to say that it was the very first thing I ever bought off the brand new site that I learned about, eBay.
Ooh.
So. Yeah, my first year teaching was doing I think Heroes of Might and Magic 3 or 4 and Zelda.
Pascal, did you want to go?
Sure. I remember experiencing the NES Zelda games vicariously also through, it wasn't Nintendo Power, but it was the German equivalent of Nintendo Power. And I used to just, no matter whether I knew the game or not, and I didn't have like any of them, but I used to just read those from cover to cover, because that's the other thing you did when you didn't have games, you read about
Yep.
them. And sure, plenty of sections in there would talk about either of the two Zelda games, with the accompanying artwork. We've probably all seen like those really old school drawings of Link, like with his backpack on, or he looks different in every picture too. Like, it's clearly a very different model. But something, it's a childhood memory, so it definitely is special to me. And then, like I'd already mentioned, I guess I said fast forward, whatever it is, 7 years or so, and here comes Link to the Past, and
Oh.
It's a brand new system. It's 16-bit, and it has an actual story. And Link wakes up, and his uncle goes to the castle. Then his uncle gets killed, and just like, whoa, that's just mind blowing for the time for playing, I guess. I think that was probably like my introduction to what I guess you would consider RPGs, probably A Link to the Past, because it's pretty story heavy at that point already. So those are that's what I'll always think of.
Right, Ryan, did you have one?
No, not really.
Cass?
Okay, I have a few. So I played four Zelda games with my sister, Wind Waker, Ocarina of Time, Twilight Princess, and Skyward Sword. So I have a bunch of memories, although one that stuck out to me was, I guess, the last one we played together, Skyward Sword. We're watching the scene where Zelda seals herself into a crystal in the past in order to like keep demise from like sealed for a bit longer, and she was like, it was a really touching scene, and she was actually crying, and I was just like, as kind of like, I didn't cry. It takes a lot to make me cry, actually. But like, I thought it was just like, wow, this game is really like, she finds it really this touching, and yes, it was really emotional, and it's like, it's the closest Link and Zelda have ever been up to that point. And so that just stuck with me for a long time. And even earlier, this is more of a minor memory, but like, I was playing Ocarina of Time, or we were playing Ocarina of Time, and my father just happened to be in the room. I think we might have, like, he might have just come home and we were playing on the TV in the living room. He usually doesn't have the heart to kick us off the TVs. So we just kind of sat there and watched. And I thought it was funny because you know how in Ocarina of Time, Link will adjust his tunic as like an idle animation? Yeah, my dad commented how like he was acting really fidgety. Like, why is he acting so fidgety? And that just stuck with me all this time. So yeah.
And Wheels, did you have one?
I have 43 years of Zelda. Well, not really 43 years. Basically my entire life worth of Zelda. Let me try and think of a few. Link, the ending of Link's Awakening, probably being one of the first times like the stories and the game really hit me hard. Playing Link's Awakening with my grandmother, who had her own Game Boy, which I thought was awesome. Obsessing over secrets and all the Zelda games with my brother and sister. The ending to Twilight Princess, which again I can't say. I'm just gonna say that. Yeah, that I was older at the time, and that one emotionally hit different than the one in Link's Awakening. But yeah, that's about it.
I think for me, my most memorable memory was the first time I borrowed Link to the Past from a kid in my neighborhood. I'd played it all night, and I was like in middle school at the time. I want to say 11 or 12. Not very old at all. And something about, although I'd played that game at my friend's house multiple times, but that was just screwing around. When I borrowed it from him, it was the first time I asked him, "Can I make a new save file?" And he's like, "Yeah, just make one at the bottom." And it was the first time I had started the game from the beginning. And something about being running around in the sewers with Zelda and kind of the sad Kakariko music, village music, gave me really bad nightmares, like horrible nightmares. Like I like woke up crying. I was so bad. And I'd somehow convinced my mom to let me stay home from school that night because I said that I got no sleep, because of the nightmares. And then, like, years later, I want to say I was like 16, and I found that game at a used bookstore, or no, like a used game store, and went to go pick it up. And mom was like, "Are you sure you want to get that? That was the game that gave you nightmares, wasn't it?" And I was like, "Yeah, but that was what, 4 years ago? I'm an adult, or I'm a teenager now. It shouldn't bother me." And yeah, it didn't. It was just strange to me that my mom remembered that it was that game that traumatized me as a child, apparently, but ended up becoming my favorite Zelda game on the planet. Oh, and another memory. A couple of years ago, I went and saw Dragon Force in concert, And they had two giant arcade cabinets that were just kind of showing various things during the show. And they have a song called The Power of Hyrule. And the guy's like, yeah, you guys may think, the lead singer was like, yeah, I mean, you guys may be used to Tears of the Kingdom or Breath of the Wild. My favorite game is Link to the Past. And I screamed my head off, just lost it. And so they played the song and they threw a stuffed chicken into the crowd to bap around like a beach ball. And the two arcade, yeah, cuckoo. And the two arcade cabinets were showing like Zelda through its footage throughout the entire song. It was just the most awesome, nerdy thing I've ever taken part in my entire life. And all Zelda themed.
Nice. Oh, that does remind me. I did see the Legend of Zelda concert for the 25th anniversary they did back in 2011. That was pretty neat. We were almost late for it, too.
I've always wanted to go to one of those video game themed concerts.
I wish they happened more often here. So I go when I can. Went to a Pokemon one. I think that happened after it. I think that happened after it. It was Pokemon one in like 2014, I want to say.
Like either that.
You'd have to live right to a major like population center. I feel like they're probably not going to play very many of those across the United States.
Yeah, I live on Long Island. I'm like, it's like a 45 minute drive to New York City. So a little more if I take the train, like an hour if I take the train. So it's pretty easy for me to get to major things like that.
Usually that stuff for me shows up in either Kansas City or Oklahoma City, which is like a 2-hour drive for me. Though a lot of places just kind of bypass the Midwest completely, and the closest they get to me is like Denver, which is an 8-hour drive.
Yeah, same for me and Matt down here in Florida.
See, I thought Orlando, they got you.
Well, certain things, yeah. But also plenty of things just skip over this. And I don't blame them.
Just skip Florida, yeah.
Oh, I do believe that's a show. Unless we have anything else we want to talk about that's Zelda related. I brought up Cadence of Hyrule. Does anybody have any favorite spinoffs?
You know what? I would play the Philips games, but no. Only with their... I would. But it would be... Because didn't they do some sort of a version, or fans did a version that has actual controls and like...
I think there's a fan... those games look terrible, but
there's a new game inspired by them that's actually good.
Yeah,
Escape RZ or something.
What is it called?
I think it's called like RZ or something.
RZ.
Yeah.
I meant like the actual thing, but sure, that too.
No, those games should be thrown in the fire.
Yeah, and I know they would. I'm not suggesting I like them, but.
Yeah, it's called RZ, The Jewel of Faramore.
Yeah, that's inspired by those games, complete with horrific animation.
Ooh, so bad. In those games, everybody looks like Pig Ganon.
But hey, you get some of the best material for YouTube poops. Do people even do YouTube poops anymore, or has TikTok replaced that?
Probably.
I've never heard of this.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Kelly, you're talking to people who played Zelda, like who played Link to the Past when it released. We don't know about TikTok. You pick your audience.
Fair enough. I guess I was the only person that watched early YouTube.
Remember, we're the people that would have been screaming along with you at the Dragon Force concert.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've got another anniversary to celebrate coming up. Not only the anniversary of Pokemon Silver and Gold, but we're going to roll in the Pokemon 30th anniversary into that next week's show, because we had to have a little health break last week. Listen to RPG Cast for the full story.
That's crazy. That's 30 years. And I've dodged the Pokemon bullet for 30 years successfully.
Ow.
I don't know. Never even a minute spent playing any of them.
It's like me with Zelda here. We've got a lot of different people. I have played Zelda, yes, but compared to you, you've probably put more time into Breath of the Wild than I have the entire series.
Oh, for sure.
Well, that being said, thank you, panel, Cass, Ryan, Wheels, Pascal. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight and waiting a week to do this.
And Cassandra.
Did I say Cassandra?
It's okay.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought you said cast, and I misheard.
Oh yeah, no, Cass.
Oh, okay, sorry. It said cast. Okay,
my bad. Thank you, lovely panel, for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you, Matt, who I could not do this show without. And thank you, dear listener. Go play a Zelda game, preferably a good one. Are there bad
Zelda
ones?
Zelda 2.
Yeah, yes, the ones we dare not speak of.
Okay, the forbidden ones. This the CDI.
I think I just spoke of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Go play a Zelda game. They're good. And hope that we get an announcement for a newish game in the future. Have a good rest of your week, and we shall talk to you later.